Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome everybody to Shri and Kira Live. I am Shri Ramkar.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are delighted to be here with you celebrating, I think, like 17 years on the air with the voice of passionate action. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. Hey, this is an extraordinary moment, and we are going to be exploring the choices that are before all of humanity right now and how those choices are manifesting around us and the way that they are integrating not only these time slips that have been happening, but all of the other energies that are kind of looking a little whelming right now. I know we've got a lot to share and to share it with a lot of people. Shri, yeah. Where can everybody join us today?
I'll tell you what, we are live at Oneness Talk Radio. We are live at BBS Radio. We are live at YouTube at the official Shri and Kira channel. Also live at Oneness Talk Radio's homepage video and Facebook Oneness Talk Radio page. Good heavens, we're live everywhere.
So we're just glad you're here with us right now on this extraordinary moment. And I do see the phone lines filling up, so get in there, 517-208-1500. Remember, 517-208-1500. You can listen to the show. You get to listen to the show while you're on hold, and it's always an honor.
Yes.
It's just always an honor. I know that every week when we talk to you beloveds on the phone, it's part of that co-creative community, and today is extraordinary in so many different ways. You know, we are at this moment of almost feeling the illumination as a state, let me use the words, as a heightened state of awareness that has brought us to this experience that is opening up the gateway for the choice. And as we are together right now, remember that full moon opened up November 12th, and that the full moon has been working. We're not live, Shri. It says go live. You never clicked it.
I missed one.
You missed our liveness.
Okay, so we're live on the audio.
We are live on our audio. For all of you that are on our audio, you got bonus time, because I don't know that I'm going to ever remember everything that we just said.
I apologize. We didn't get the camera turned on, but for those of you watching the video, here you are.
Hey.
And here we are. And,
yeah.
And so welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. And we were just beginning to chat a little bit about the energy
but
of
before
this
we
time.
Do, I have to share. Okay. First of all, it is 3:03 right here on our clock in Ecuador right now. And I love that because we have been broadcasting for 3 minutes, but only on the audio channels. And so to all of you at bbsradio.com, to all of you who are at onenesstalkradio.com, to all of you listening to us as an audio channel right now, hey, we're really glad you're there. And we are really excited to be relaunching in this moment. We're being told we're still not broadcasting, Shri.
I think it's there. Let's take a look. So bear with us a moment, and we will check the settings.
And
here.
This is the energy. This is do you see the power of what's happening? This is that moment where that harmonic energy of Mercury working with that moon energy is absolutely shifting. And in that shift, we are going from this November 12th full moon where everything is illuminated to where we're going to hit that new moon at the end of the month around the 26th. And in that moment, we are being given an opportunity to reboot and to look at the choice. And so this is a big show today. I am not surprised that we have had to launch this show 3 times. So I don't know where you're listening to us, but as long as you're there, we're grateful. Well, I think everyone who's been in the call board has gotten to hear everything.
Absolutely. And according to the management console, we are broadcasting everywhere.
Yeah. So
on the video as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Shri. I appreciate that. And okay. Yeah, Lisa said she saw us just fine at Oneness Talk Radio as well a few seconds ago. I see you. Yay! All right. Thank you, guys. You are the best. We are so glad you are here. So we're going to continue because I am loving this live demonstration of the energy of this month. You know, this is what's happening, guys. It's whelming. It's big. It's really big.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we are talking about is multiple timelines and streams and everything is converging. And as we start to unwind that a little bit in terms of our conversation, you know, what comes to me is a Star Trek analogy.
I love it.
And I think this was only on the newer Star Treks where they have the transporter.
Right.
And the captain says, "Have you got a lock on him? Beam him up." And he says, "No, I don't quite have a lock on him." And then he says, "But I can't get all of their particles here." Now, that's the part that I love. Are you all here?
Or are you scattered in space?
Or have you left a bit of yourself on another timeline in another location?
Well, really well said.
And so this is the fun part of it. We are where we think we are, but are you fully present to where you are? You know, that's the paradox we get to dance with. When we line up with our soul's energy more fully, we are actually sending a beam of light forward into time, as well as backward, actually, but we are sending this beam of light in a more coherent manner versus when we are one step removed from our authenticity. That is, we're living in a refraction, we're living in a belief or in a pretend life, then the light is a little dimmer. And so the good news about this is we can always come back into alignment with our highest expression. And we've been talking a bit about highest expression this month because of the beautiful atonement that came through. And it's important to recognize, and actually we've been talking about this back at the core journey and the lineage.
Right. This all opened up last June.
And that this period of time, this amazing 2019, has brought us more fully into the no BS zone. This is the no BS zone. This is the zone that says, are you doing it or not?
Authenticity.
Authenticity,
guys.
Yeah, quit faking.
Exactly.
Are you gonna do it or not?
When are you gonna trust you?
And in the in if not yeah. now, when moment,
right.
We can truly say, you know, I'm complete with the distractions. I'm complete with the pretend. I'm complete with the distortions. Mm. And I'm just going to accept what is here. And what is here is glorious.
Well, I got to jump in, Sri, because that's sometimes a cop-out. And so I want to look at both sides of
that. Let's do it.
And so the one side of it I want to look at is the let's accept what is here, meaning I'm going to give up. You know, that can really lead to some interesting memories in that remembrance Mercury retrograde showing the opposite side of the mirror. And so there are those who will arrive and say, yeah, but there are those who will arrive and say, let's accept what's here. And just, here it is.
Well, when I say let's accept what's here, I'm talking about your authentic self.
Right. And that's why I want to get to the core of, that's yeah. what I want to say is I want to make sure that's really clear.
Because oftentimes,
we're
in this dialectic. We're working through the lens of our personality,
right.
or call it your spiritualized ego.
Uh-huh.
And as our spiritualized ego looks at or gets a glimpse of your authentic energy, oftentimes there's a judgment. Oh, that can't be it, or that's not quite it, or I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. And that's the act of the egoic aspect wanting to kind of control how things are versus relaxing into trust and saying, I accept myself, my highest expression.
And this is the plunge, right? And
this is
why, this is why yesterday we were saying, okay, tomorrow we're going to have this plunge we're going to talk to you about. And that's the plunge. In this moment, can you dive in and really let your soul come forward? And that is it, because we are at this moment of full illumination. And I know, Sri, you know, we were very, very blessed on the full moon here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We came together. There were five of us in the Temescal, very sacred number, very sacred moment. And it was really a moment of family and anchoring and acceptance. And I found it very, very profound and very powerful. And there were other beings there with us. I mean, we were very, let's just say there were a lot of beings in there with us. We were not the only ones. But since then, you have really been much happier. And you have been almost in a lighthearted dancing harmony. And this other beautiful couple that I am very excited and honored to welcome to Tosa Blue Mountain, who have been here, have really been becoming another part of the, I'm going to call it our universal community. Yes. You know, that we are becoming this worldwide chain of ascended presence that is really putting some heartbeat back into authenticity. You know, Sri and I, our hearts are so big. We published Sacred Union, The Journey Home in 2003 or four.
Late three.
Yeah. And it has been in constant print ever since. This book has just been printed after printed after printed because it's timeless. Yet it was about authenticity. It was a way it described what authenticity was. And it's a beautiful moment to be here to witness the authenticity seeds starting to blossom.
Yes.
And that's what it means to allow the soul to really come forward, to say, you know, and we've been joking around calling taking it the plunge, but it's to actually really say, okay, I'm going to trust the trustable. I'm going to let go of that small mind that is the ego that you were just talking about, that is doing everything in its power to stop me and will use everything and every circumstance around me. Remember The Sly Pirate, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, read it. And in that moment, we say yes to our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is, and this is why I think this moment in November is so profound, is that after we've said yes to our soul, the universe comes around and goes, oh, really? Guess what? Watch this. And it will usually be what you absolutely would never want to look at or face or have happen to you. And the universe won't stop. And I can share with you that even right now, I know in the journey that Sri and I are taking, the universe will keep going because we're all becoming this illuminated blessing of connectivity. And so the question is, what are you connecting to? Because you are illuminated. And if you're not sure of everything we're talking about right now, this was yesterday's show. And really, go listen to yesterday's show. It was very much part one about the weekend illumination that is upon us right now. Yeah. Really important.
And you'll find it at Oneness Talk Radio's
exactly.
YouTube channel.
Please. Yeah, right there at the YouTube channel. Go watch it. Also at Oneness Talk Radio probably as
yes,
well. Yeah.
Yes.
And this show is right now about what are you going to do with this illumination? And are you ready to take the plunge of letting your soul lead and what that really means? And that's why I think the bantering is good, because it means that you're going to have to see more than one side to everything. It's about the bigger, wider angle lens.
You know, so often people say, just tell me, just lay it out for me, you know, and the funny thing about that is the voice of you could call it the voice of insecurity. Oh. It's the voice of someone who hasn't fully relaxed into unconditional self-trust.
Yeah.
When we relax into self-trust, what we're saying is, I'm willing to trust the unknown. If you're only willing to trust the known or what is spoken, then you're not in present time. You're living somewhere back there. So consider that for a moment.
Yeah.
The other thing to keep your eye on as we grow. Now, these are not fatal errors. These are just simply those kind of call them the yellow traffic lights. These little say, hey, pay attention. You know, you're just
caution
about
signs.
To go off into a diversion. And
right.
If you do, you'll find your way back to the main highway. But pay attention. The other pay attention is the part of you that says, this must be right because it's better than what I am.
Mm.
This must, you know, it's that hierarchical kind of thinking. That person knows more than me, therefore I will give my authority to them. Or this thought I had, or this inspiration, or this channeled message, somehow, because it's not here and now, I'm going to give it more power than.
And yet, I may I jump in?
Yeah, please.
Okay. You're also, there's an edge in what you're saying too, because you're also saying to them, basically, don't listen to anything.
No.
And that's not right, but I hear them.
Okay.
As I hear them, Sri. And so
well,
here's,
we'll
here,
it out.
Well, okay. So here's what I do want to share is yeah. that it's about really activating your heart, your truth detector, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, right? Archangel Zadkiel, your question, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? How do I know what I'm listening to? And the reason that we're talking about this in this moment of grand illumination is because all voices are illuminated.
Yes.
So how do you discern? How do you not get lost in the shuffle? How do you not become literally blinded by the light because you're just looking at everything? Because there's so much coming in and there's so much that you're looking at. And your energy field, and if Sri and I move away a little bit, has become attacked by the very real 5G energy that's out there and all the other things that are happening to you. If you are not focused on your soul leading, then you will be so easily distracted.
Yes.
And so when your soul leads, your soul is so ready to remember the divine presence, and that it's an energy more than it's ever a word, and that you often then might experience an ensoulment as we offer, or a channel of some other, and you'll notice it's the energy that said more than the words.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that. Archangel Zadkiel 101, you will be known by your energy and your presence, not your words. And so when we can remember that, then what you're sharing, I think, really evolves into that higher presence of awareness. And awareness is where mastery begins.
And we all slip back and forth between, call it soul-guided living and ego-guided living.
Right.
This is part of the evolutionary process. And the lens of the ego is oftentimes adopted without prior notice. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't know that suddenly you're in the ego lens, except through a deep sense, a felt sense, or noticing that you're beginning to be outfocused into hierarchical thinking or the other traps of the ego-based reality. Now, it's important to remember what I said, yellow light. That just means pay attention.
Oh, it's a good yellow light.
Pay attention.
Yes.
Because, we have the highway of the soul, and then we have these peripheral areas where
right.
we're kind of dancing between the two. And we all have to dance there because we cultivate our discernment. So to cultivate discernment means sometimes you need to step outside the boundaries a little bit. Sometimes you got to have contrast.
The truth detector. Oh, you're so cute.
It's here.
It is there. And that's it. It's like that's the key. The key is to relax the mind so that the heart can lead. And, yesterday, I'm going to put a graphic up right now, guys, because yesterday on the show, we started talking about this. And if you gaze at this graphic, you'll notice that kind of coming out of that energy of that beautiful flower of life is the mantra of self-ascension. And when this graphic was created, the intention was that it was a heartbeat beating into the larger words, that it was a pulse that has become the yoga of self-ascension. After all these years that Sri and I have been with the mantra of self-ascension, I feel that it's the very blood that pumps through my body. And so it's very much a heartbeat. It's a presence. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And if you ever really want to take yourself into a great space without any ism on you, say that about 108 times. I use my Rudraksha mala and just really repeat it over and over again. And I think you'll be quite extraordinarily delighted. And on yesterday's show, when Sri and I were sharing about the illumination, we talked about how I am here is now the expanded multidimensional presence of open your mind. Because if we open our mind, I am here, then we are honestly able to expand your vision, because it comes in with the energy of I am ready. We can expand our vision in many different ways while we're in the third dimension. We can even activate our third eye fairly well. And being very well anchored in the third and or most of the fourth dimension, we can be having one heck of a great mystical fun time. If you want to journey beyond that, and sometimes that's what you came to do, is just to play, and play you should. but if you want to go beyond that, if you really want to go into the experiences of those transcendent states, then you have to expand your vision. Because when we expand our vision, we understand more. It says, I am willing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that we have opened up the gateway for self-forgiveness, because you cannot expand your vision without loving yourself. It's a very profound moment, and it's the moment that anchors you in the fifth dimension really well.
To love ourselves means that we are also forgiving of others.
Exactly.
The two go hand in hand.
Right.
You know, one of the dynamics of the ego, and before I mention anything more about the ego, I want to say everybody's got one.
Yes, as you should.
And it has served you well.
And it's still serving you.
And it's a good thing to have when you have a body, because the ego is that sense of self. It helps you differentiate harm from love, etc. So the ego is a necessary part of the journey, but it is a lens. It's like the little duckling that imprinted on its mother and says, oh, I'm that. I'm this body. I'm these feelings.
Right.
And it takes a while to be able to dance with the dynamic of, no, these thoughts are in my head.
Yeah.
These preferences are in my personality. This body shape and form is my vessel, but I am beyond that. I am an energy beyond that. And when we begin to be able to know the truth of that, now we are opening up the gateway to multidimensional living.
Right.
Now the mantra of self-ascension gets even juicier. It works just fine in the third dimensional reality. It works in an expanded way in the higher dimensions, because there's no ego shell to limit the I am open, the I am ready. There is no predetermined limitation.
Right, because you're not thinking about it. You know, I love this. Imagine the transcendent energy, or how much more energy you have available to expand even more. If the I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me is you. It's your energy field.
Yeah.
It's everything you do. You know, it's a natural presence that emanates around you. And the way that really gets activated, and Sri was sharing this already, there was a very profound ensoulment that came forward for this month, and we have been reading it every day as guided. I haven't laminated it hanging on my wall. It is on our homepage, sriandkira.com. Please go. You will see it. Scroll a little bit when you get to our homepage, and you'll see it right there.
It's on the right side.
And it says the Divine Directors through Kira Ra. If you click on it, it'll give you a beautiful full-color PDF. You can download it. You can share it. But the reason we're leaving it there is, and even Sri and I were not, or certainly I wasn't, were not aware that what it was it was like a beautiful reminder that the more that you connect with it, the more that comes forward, the more that you're remembering. And what I'm loving is that it's prime directive, which is what you were just sharing. Imagine a world where everyone you come in contact with, and I know that's who Sri and I are with right now as we connect with you, you see only their highest. And that's what they see of you. When we can consciously call that in for each other, then we are all ascending together. That's the yoga of self-ascension, the recognition of this blessing while we are still in form. And I can share with you, it is worth every breath to attain it. And when you arrive at a moment of recognition, it just ignites the next spiral. It's just so beautiful, until the physical form decides, I'm good with this dance. But it's an opportunity to reverse age, to rejuvenate, restore, because what it says in this as well, it's in the last paragraph, is that the physical form will sustain the energy for as long as it serves. How beautiful is that? And so for as long as your heart is activated, and you recognize, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, as a dance with the divine energy that you are, you can do anything. And that, I think, is what has called forward the greater authenticity on the planet. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's called forward the blessing of the open your mind, expand your vision. And we're going to share the other rest of that in the second half of this, because the soul, for the first time in a long, we're talking a lot of years, more than recorded history years, we are at a rare moment where we are being blessed with this window of illumination to actually be able to consciously step into our soul as the body versus our body housing the soul. And Sri and I are demonstrating that. Those of you that know us, I'm kind of putting my hair back. We are showing you what the physical changes look like when you say yes to letting the soul lead. And we're going to be writing all about this. We're going to be putting this in the 2020 Ascension Symptoms, because a lot of you are already starting this. And this has been going on for a while. However, we are in the moment right now, 2020.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.